The Vermont Working Lands Enterprise Board was created by the legislature during its last session. It included $1 million to strengthen the farm and forestry economy. Vermont Council on Rural Development Executive Director Paul Costello explains that during the upcoming session, the Working Landscape Coalition plans to lobby the legislature to allocate $5 million each year for 3 years to the program.
We need to think of the farm and forest economy as a cornerstone for a green economic development strategy in Vermont, especially a creative strategy where we support diversification and value-added development as keystones for the future, attracting a new and younger generation of folks to the land and to the whole value chain. And the start that the legislature made is tremendous, but we think that with an investment of $5 million annually, you have a transformational capacity.
Vermont's landscape is defined by its farms and working forests, and Vermont Natural Resources Council Executive Director Brian Shoup feels one of the most important ways to maintain that character is to protect the economic viability of those working lands.
Vermont is really undergoing a period of diversification in the agricultural sector that has a lot of far-reaching implications. So additional investment to encourage that diversification, to allow more value-added products, processing of livestock, of cheese making, the whole range of agricultural products are important. And there's been a lot of work to identify where the gaps are in funding for those different activities, and this would help to fill it. We've given a lot of attention to the agricultural economy and the agricultural sector, but we haven't given as much attention to the forest products industry. And one of the things that we support about the Working Lands Initiative is it raises the need for investment in the forest sector up to an equal playing field with the agricultural sector.
Vermont Woodlands Association and Vermont Wood Manufacturers Association Executive Director Kathleen Warner says they are asking state leaders to invest in economic and infrastructure development.
We've lost sawmills, we've lost kiln facilities. We really are in need of some infrastructure to bring some of that value-added service back into the state that now leaves the state. We're looking for investment for entrepreneurs, you know, those younger folks who have ideas that they'd like to develop on the value-added side, and there's really no way for them to fund those ventures as startups. So it really is about conserving our working lands, our farm and forest landscape that is so critical to our way of life and our economy.
Paul Costello notes that agriculture and forestry are heritage industries with tremendous importance for Vermont's prosperity.
We have the seeds of an agricultural and forest products renaissance in Vermont. And this public investment, based on a public set of values around this landscape, can take this to scale.
A link to more information is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.